What's up, everybody? Another episode of Straight Cut coming to you from our backyard. I am Aaron.
And I am Mo.
I love...
Back at it again.
I love the pregame of like, don't do that. Don't do that.
The pregame of you getting mad at me and
laughing and giggling the whole time. Mad is a big word. It's just like...
Just getting annoyed.
Annoyed. Annoyed is a good one. Like, move the mic up. Because this time you're not going with headphones.
I know, because last time I felt like maybe I was overcompensating and the volume, it sounded like I was screaming into the mic.
You got that siren song.
I guess so.
No, but we're doing volume or questions from the internet volume 3 with Mark out of town and everybody's, our scheduling has been a little weird for the past month. So it's like, I'm just keeping the recording equipment at home. It's a Sunday early afternoon.
Dreary.
Like, it's been a rainy weekend, but like nice, but like it's the nights have been nice.
It's beautiful out right now.
It's not humid at all. Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by all of our new beautiful plants that we got yesterday on our little walkabout. Some my favorites, the succulents and the pitcher plants, and what are those? The Venus flytraps.
Yeah.
Then whatever that is, what, hosta la vista. Yeah. But we're gonna do some questions again. Is that was funny? Got a few different viewpoints from us.
Uh huh. What? I didn't listen to instructions again. You said,
I said, let's just do some questions. And I was like, and you even said, let's do 10. I was like, all right.
So let's do 10. I said, let's do 10.
I found 9.
I have 30.
You're like, I have 30. I'm like, well.
I won't go through all of them, of course. But, you know.
If we did have a child, it would be like, it wouldn't listen to.
Like, it would be so hard to discipline.
Like, how can you get onto a kid when you say, do 10, and I say, I got 9, you're like, well, I got 30. It's like, oh my God.
History repeating itself. I was always told that I was hard to discipline as a kid.
See, I was an only child for most of my life, so it was...
You were an easy kid.
I was an easy kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried not to make my parents' life hell. So.
And I was the fourth born of 5.
Yeah.
So, of course, I made it hell.
You got away with everything.
Not really. No, I didn't get away with anything, actually. I got in trouble a lot. But I'll say I deserved it a lot of the time.
And I will attest to that. Because I've known you for 8 years now, and I was like, yeah, I can see how you got in trouble.
Yep.
All right, but, so since we're at the house, a little bit different scheduling. Wasn't able to choose anything really out of the humidor to smoke. I've got a bunch of stuff, but I was like, I don't know. But I wanted to smoke something of the same thing, because that's how we usually do it on this show. So we had to go to your humidor.
Mine.
So we're
for a change.
For a change. So we're actually smoking. We're smoking James Hetfield cigar.
Yeah.
I now know why. You
Zaddy.
Yeah. So we're doing the Blacken M81,
which is fast becoming
one of your favorites.
My favorites.
Yeah. Not even the fact that it is James's cigar.
Right.
It's just it's really fucking.
It
good.
Is. It's really really good.
So it is by Drew Estate, of course. So it's Mexican San Andreas wrapper, which I love. The binder is Connecticut broadleaf from the River Valley, and the filler is Pennsylvania broadleaf and Nicaraguan. So tons of flavorful Maduro goodness in the cigar.
Easy to smoke.
Yeah, good flavor and everything. And since it's like the weekend and weekend times are different, I've got my favorite, I guess my second favorite beer. This would be my second favorite.
Guinness is first.
And then Tank 7 is my top. So I will say a Guinness would be better with this than this like kind of like American Saison Sour. But
tell people where Tank 7 is from.
So Tank 7 is Boulevard Brewing up in KC. It's very, you have to like grapefruit, I believe, to like this beer, because it has a lot of grapefruit rind taste and aroma to it. It's American Saison. I love it, which is just, I don't like sours. It is delicious.
It's delicious. I take one sip of that. I'm drunk.
Oh, it's like, it's high protein. I mean, high
and
protein.
And I'm a lightweight anyway.
It's potent. I forget what it is. It's like
7.7.
No, it's more than that, I think. It's a Let's see, 45 IBU.
It doesn't take much to put me out.
9%.
Oh, shit.
So it's pretty. It's a stronger beer.
I said 0.7 when it does. Yeah.
0.7. I think like
just how much I know about alcohol.
I think that's like not non-alcoholic. Like
I think it's very alcohol. Yeah. The alcohol.
Yeah. Well, we got that this weekend along with some soju. Tried some new Korean fried chicken place in Little Rock.
Oh yeah, that was pretty exciting.
It was a solid B.
Yeah, I would say so. I think we pumped it up a little bit.
Two things we got, we really liked. Two to three things we got, we did not like at all. Uh-huh. And one was kind of like, eh.
It's just really exciting to have something like that around here. Little Rock has been great at, you know, having these really interesting new restaurants.
Our food scene is surprisingly really
well-rounded
for as small of it. I mean, Little Rock is just it's a big town.
Yeah.
Small city, big town, even though it is a capital. Yeah. I mean, it's Arkansas. There's not much.
I don't feel like I did come from a big food scene.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I've missed much. We have our favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
We have really good Mexican food.
There's a few things that like every time we go to Oakland, there's something like, oh, I wish we'd had something this here, of course. But like cuisine wise, we've got damn near everything you can think of.
Yeah. Asian cuisines are a little bit lacking, but that's okay. But and also just the Cuban food or the Peruvian food, but either way.
But like Middle Eastern, we have our favorite place.
Yeah.
Depending on what type of Asian you want, if you want that trash American Asian, we have our favorite place.
Yeah, we do.
If you want like a nicer, like...
Sit down.
I don't want to say fancier, but I guess it would be fancier.
I guess so.
We got the.
It's not from a drive-thru.
No. There is no children taking your order at this place. So, but that's how you and I, we know.
That's not a joke, by the way.
Yeah. That's how we know that place is going to be fire, is when you have a little kid taking your order, like, oh, this shit's about to be good. And, I mean, you would agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how we do.
Yeah. Man. You taught me well on that. Uh-huh. All right, so we've got a few questions to ask each other. We don't know. I feel like we might have got these from the same.
We might have.
So I was.
That's why I have 30.
Okay.
I overplan. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like me. You know, you over under promise and over deliver.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a way to get through in life. Do you want to go first since you got the most?
No, you go first. You go first.
Okay, I didn't do these in any order. But and they're all like, there's nothing like serious. I don't have serious questions.
I don't have necessarily serious questions, but I have some thoughtful questions.
I think I have one thoughtful one. I'll save that for last, maybe. Okay, let's do the first one. What set of items could you buy that would make the cashier the most uncomfortable?
Oh, dildos. Oh, like at a grocery store?
Well, no, just like anywhere.
You can't buy dildos at a grocery store.
And you're really giving people a glimpse into our
KY or KY, a cucumber, and condoms. That's what would make them really uncomfortable.
Yeah. See, and I think if like, because I've had to do something like this before, like I've had to go to Lowe's.
Uh-huh.
I've had to buy trash bags and like an axe and like a rope. And like a plunger all at the same time.
Please do not ever do that.
Like
go to different stores. Next time.
But we've all had like, I think I even made the joke because I was with a couple of our coworkers and we had to buy those things and we put them on there and like the cashier looks at me. I'm like, well, this is weird. Like, again, go ahead and give me that pack of gum, I guess, too, or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Like that would be. I mean, I try to make it lighthearted, like, oh, yes, we're not going to murder somebody. But then it's like, always...
if you say that, 100% this guy's going to murder somebody. please don't.
Well, it's already been done. I've already done it.
Don't do it again.
No, I have all that stuff at home now.
Shit. Okay. What is the dumbest way you've been hurt?
Oh, my God. So many ways. Let me count the ways.
Yeah. I figured this would be a good question because of your profession.
So anyway, either work or just personal ways?
Yeah, either way.
So work work was, so MDF, medium density fiber board, comes in different thicknesses, quarter, half, three quarters, stuff like that. But it gets very, very slick. Like, it's really slick. Mm-hmm. This was 10 years ago or so. And I cut a bunch of pieces out to do something. And I kind of boxed myself in. So I just went to go, like, jump across over the pallet. But I missed. And I landed on the stack of wood. And I just went head over heels.
Oh, like, no.
Just busted my ass. I did that. And that wasn't too bad.
That was a decision. A different decision could have been made.
Yeah, I could have just taken the 30 seconds and walked around.
Right.
Probably, but the worst, I think I've probably been hurt in the stupidest way possible, was at the same shop. So I had a motorcycle at the time, and I had just got new fairings and a couple other things, like new decals, just replacing some stuff, and a new oil cover pan, because I did that. I had it in the shop, and I went to go turn it around, so I wasn't wearing my helmet or anything. Sat on it, and I hit a little bit of sawdust, shop floor slick, and I goosed it, and it slammed me down on the concrete, and I cracked my orbital bone, and the bike just went spinning like 50 feet, ran into the like office wall, cracked the new fairings that I just put on, cracked the oil reserve. I mean, all the work I just spent and money I just did was ruined.
How long ago was this?
See, I got the bike in 07, so this was like probably 08, 09.
Did you ever get that bone checked out?
My orbital bone?
Yeah.
No.
Of course not.
No, it was right here, right on my left side.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Any more?
Do it.
Any more? Of those two, which one was the dumbest?
Oh, the dumbest was probably the bike. Because I didn't need to ride it. I could have just pushed, turned it around.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, let me just kind of just ride it through the shop. And then, what? Yeah. I don't know. I was stupid. I mean, I grew up in the time of Jackass. Like.
Oh, the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember me and my friends, like, jumping out of, like, a three-story window into bushes. God.
Okay.
Like, stuff like that.
So you got
like
a
that.
Lot of these yeah. stories. A lot yeah. of dumb stories.
I mean, how I have never broken a bone, like doing something like that, I'll never know. Like, I've shot through my finger at work that's, like, shattered bone before, but me just being jackassery has never...
Mm.
I mean, I've probably done some damage.
I mean, like, I know you've done some damage. That's why you're always constantly in pain.
Oh, no, I'm.
So another reason why I used to get in trouble all the time is because I would always find a way to get myself hurt. But, like, I always had bruises and scratches. And
you still do.
I know I do. Climbing on things that I shouldn't climb on. But the dumbest way that I ever got myself hurt was when I play piano. This was when I was in Oakland, and I graduated and I was about to start my job after college. And so I had about a 2-week span of just nothing, just hanging out, just preparing. When I play piano, I sit on one of my legs.
Yeah, I've seen
okay,
that.
So I sit on one of my legs and use the other foot for the pedal. And I was playing piano. My sister lived with me at the time, and my phone was ringing in the living room. So I was playing piano. She comes in. She says, hey, your phone is ringing. So I get up, but my foot's asleep.
Mm.
And I feel it just flop.
Ugh.
And so, of course, I just went immediately to my bed because it was in my bedroom. And I'm just on, I'm in fetal position, just like,
ow. You're like Peter.
Like just silent, like, ah. And then Christine walks in, and she's like, are you okay?
You're like Peter Griffin holding his ankle.
I was like, I think I broke it. Like, there's no volume in my voice anymore, yeah, because it's the breath has been taken out of me. Ended up really spraining my ankle badly.
Yeah.
To the point where, okay, so I had about 2 days of just rest, luckily, but I started my job, and it's in San Francisco where you're doing only walking.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. It's walking to the BART station, walking to the office, whatever it is. So I was walking on a sprained ankle, and no, I did not get it checked out by a doctor because I didn't have insurance at that time.
Yeah.
So that was the dumbest way.
We're generally not a clumsy couple, but like I always seem to like hit like the door. Like,
yeah, and the way that you walk into things.
I walk with a purpose, so I hit them hard. But like, it's funny, like you can see my watch and like it has that like.
Is there a crack in it?
Not a crack in it, but like the rim, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like where the metal, it's always, it's like a little.
It's dinged up.
It's a little dinged up. It's like. But like every time like I, like we'll be in the bathroom or whatever and I walk by you and I'm like, where's that bruise come from? You're like, I don't know. Like, yeah. What'd you hit?
I don't know. It's
like. Maybe we are clumsy.
Maybe
I take it back.
But you know what? Resilient.
Or stubbornness.
True.
One of the two.
Maybe a little both.
Yeah. What is the best type of cheese?
I think we did get our questions from the same list, but I didn't pick that one.
Okay.
What's my favorite cheese?
Yeah. Favorite. No. What is the best type of cheese?
The best type of cheese is a sharp, extra sharp cheddar.
Okay. See, that's the thing.
Like extra sharp white cheddar, a Vermont cheddar.
Is best and favorite, is that synonyms or is that two different things?
No, they're two different things, but okay. To me, that is the best and also my favorite.
Okay.
Like a sharp cheese is the best cheese to me.
I would go... The best, I'd probably go Parmesan, like a good Parmesan.
Mm.
Like, there's nothing like... You ever seen the video of the guy that bought the half a wheel of Parmesan because they had it mislabeled for like $8?
You know what? I would do
the
same.
Dude, I would fucking do that.
We would be up to our necks in Parmesan cheese. Oh.
So, Dad did...
That would be the white elephant gift for Christmas.
So, Dad did something like that one time where he went to Fresh Market to get something and they mislabeled... a big hunk of cheese. Like, it wasn't half a wheel, but it was...
Yeah.
It was... If it wasn't a quarter of a wheel, it was damn near close to a quarter. And it was mislabeled, and he bought the thing. And I remember Mom saying, like, what are you going to do with that? He was like, I don't know. But, like, I couldn't pass it up. I mean, he bought $300 worth of cheese for, like, 20 bucks. I mean, what are you going to do?
Nice.
I mean, everybody I'd know would be like, you want some Parmesan? I got a lot of fucking Parmesan. But now we got one of those fancy shredders from Olive Garden. And
yeah, we do. Can't wait to try that.
And that's Olive Garden to the normals out there.
Yeah. By the way, I'm still trying to find this cheese. It was a port wine and Parmesan cheese that we went camping, Lorraine and Olivia, and Lorraine found it at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we go there, I try to look for it. I can't find it.
And we go
but anyway, it was the most delicious.
We'll go to TJ's.
TJ's, Trader J's?
TJ's? Do we name anything properly? We go, like, if we say we're going to Starbucks, where are we going?
Starbies.
Where are we going to McDonald's?
No, I don't want to say it.
Come on,
it.
No.
Make a daughter a toast.
Where's the $5 hot and ready from?
Little Squeeze.
There we go.
Little Caesars.
This
no, that's our little secret.
This is our
language.
Life. This is our life. This is what we do.
But I love it because these are my. This is what my siblings and I would. Yeah.
Oh,
I
definitely got it from you.
Yeah.
Like what was it that I said? This was like a year ago.
Disgustos.
Disgustos. And you're like, what is that? I was like, is that not a word you use? Like, no. I'm like, oh
it
my
sounds
God.
Like a word that we would use.
Like you're rubbing off on me.
Yeah. Love it. And then it's just weird when people hear us say those things.
Because
it's
funny because like the other day, like we were sitting out here and I was like half drunk probably. You're talking to Kaylee and you started to say Little Squeeze, but you put the brakes.
Little Caesars.
You said, but you put the brakes on real quick. I was like, you're about to say Little Squeeze, weren't you? Like I heard you just blow through that stop sign.
Because I get disappointed because for us, it's funny.
Yeah.
But that's just siblings have their own language and, you know, things that they find funny.
Just a bunch of gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. And to have to explain your funny to somebody else that you know won't get it.
Oh, we have so many inside jokes.
Yeah.
Like
it just kills it to me. Like, I'd rather not. So I'd rather keep it private. So anyway, you just basically let everybody know.
Yeah.
But
I let them just have a taste of the morsel of what it's like to be married in the Shuttleworth-Lasaka household.
Yeah. Okay. What sport will be invented next?
Oh, God. What sport will be... It has to be something involving gambling, because that's, like, the hot ticket right now.
Uh-huh. Aren't they all, though?
Pretty much. Be invented? Man, I don't know. Like, what sport has not been invented?
I got one. Carrying grocery bags. How many grocery bags can you carry from your trunk?
to the house?
To the house.
Okay, then the offshoot of that would be, how many chairs can you take at the church function?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I've been there before. Yeah. I've done the, will my church crush see me carrying 10 chairs on either arm?
I'm sure she did.
To the...
I'm sure she did, honey.
Oh, man. I am feeling small in this chair right now.
Okay, what's your next question?
let's see. In 40 years, what will people be nostalgic for?
In 40 years. So what's happening now? What, like grunge music?
So grunge is coming...
Well, I'm nostalgic for that now.
And it's coming back.
Yeah.
So maybe... I mean, maybe in 40 years. So, okay, what's popular now that will eventually become unpopular, but people will want again? Maybe like reggaeton music, like Pitbull and like Bad Bunny.
Oh, God, I don't know. Would it be the same nostalgia that I feel sometimes for MySpace, so people will feel that way for TikTok or Instagram?
Yeah, probably that.
Because MySpace, you can put music on your page.
Oh, no. Like,
I remember that.
I had,
and you could customize your page.
Like, MySpace, like, taught a whole group of people how to do a little bit of coding.
Yes, it did. HTML.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Oh, I definitely had. So, what do you remember your MySpace name?
Okay, so it's a play on my name, you know, going back to the last episode that I was on. Uh-huh. So my friend Rudy, the one that said, do you think you're in Harry Potter or something like that? Because everyone says my name differently. So I remember getting an email from him where I could see the name that he used for my email address. And it was Mariel Locke, Mariel or something. And then my last name is LAC. So that was my name in quotation marks.
Mine wasn't as good as that. Mine was Cigars Martini.
Oh, gosh. It's like your brother's sports guy 69.
Dude, that is the greatest. That is the greatest. I'm outing Sean right now. I don't care. Sean's email or like AIM login for the longest time, it might still be, the guy who doesn't give a fuck about sports was Sports Guy 69. That is the greatest thing ever. And he says, because at the time he played football, and then because I was playing at the time and my number was 69, that's why he chose it. But it's so funny to me. Like, I wish we had to use our original email through our whole life, like for professional settings.
Oh, what was your very original email?
Swingin' Joe 74.
Mine was, okay. This is actually really cute because my niece's name is now this.
Yeah.
Which, knowing that my sister and I both really love this name, Tiger Lily.
Okay.
Tiger Lily 87. I just picked a random number.
Yeah.
It's not my birth year, but that's my niece's name. It's Tiger Lily.
So mine was, because my favorite baseball player is Joe DiMaggio.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was playing like peewee football, I was number 74. So Swingin' Joe 74.
Yeah.
Now it just feels like you're a swinger that was born in 74.
Yeah. Gross.
Just I'm a I'm
but
a,
what people would I, be nostalgic for, I think those types of things, like the social media, whatever is big on social media now, because it'll have to do something with technology, because that's not
so
going
here's
away.
The thing, I think we're kind of already there, because I was going to lead more towards like a one-stop shop for like all your entertainment, but then I was like, oh, that's just cable, and that's kind of like what I, you know, minus it's kind of like,
are we going to be nostalgic for Netflix? Is Netflix going to be gone and debunked by then?
I don't know. It's like
40 years from now. Well, yeah,
it's,
it would be.
Well, it's kind of like now, like hell, like my car is new and it doesn't have a CD player in it. And I have a fuck ton of CDs.
Me too.
You have a CD player though, but I don't.
That's true.
But like, I have all these CDs I can't
play. I
can
go back to those dangerous times of trying to look for the next CD.
Oh, like up on the visor and stuff? Yeah.
No, I have a book
oh, just, CDs. Yeah, you dig in the back seat and you're flipping through and, you know, like half of
so
them.
So dangerous.
Half of them are burned. Half of them are like.
All of them are burned, actually.
like sweet rock jams.
We're not answering the question, though. Did we answer the question?
In a roundabout way, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Me, I think it'll be something media related. I think it'll be
yeah.
Like honestly, what it comes down to is like owning something, like owning media. Like that's why I buy a lot of vinyl, so I can actually have a hard copy,
you know,
of
what?
It kind
that's
of
true.
Thing.
It'll come back though, I think, just like vinyl.
Yeah, but like back. I mean, we're getting to the point now where you don't own dick. Like,
yeah.
I mean, every game that we buy for all of our consoles.
True.
Like you buy.
But it's not necessarily that we don't own them and we want to. It's most of the time we don't want to have to own physical media.
Well, and it's laziness, honestly, because like you're sitting on the couch like, oh, I want to change games. I have to get up and put it in, as opposed to like just having it downloaded. You just fucking boop, 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 and you're different game.
To me, it's just not having another thing in our cabinet.
I mean, I remember, like, when I had my first apartment, like, I thought I was the shit when I had that DVD tower. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is all my DVDs.
I had a huge library, and then when I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, Marco, he gutted my apartment, sold everything.
Yeah.
My entire DVD library was gone.
Yeah.
That was my pride and joy.
Yeah. So I'll go physical media is what we'll be nostalgic for.
You know what? I think you might be right. Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. If you could teach three things to, this one says your future child, we won't have children, but to like your nieces and nephews, what would they be? Three things. I haven't even thought of this answer yet, so.
Okay, like, so let's say, what would I teach to June? Man, I don't know. I guess it'd be like, all right, I know your dad. Like, he might seem like a hard ass a little bit, but he means well for the most part.
My dad or your dad?
Like, I'd be talking to June. Like,
oh, okay.
I know your dad is, like, you know, like everybody thinks their dads,
yeah,
their parents are hard on them or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. You probably thought the same thing as well. Mm-hmm. But in the gist of things, of course, I mean, they have the best intentions,
yeah,
or whatever. And we both know like Sean is that way, and same thing with Logan. So I don't know. Like, I would be like, just do, like, learn the hard way. Like, I think that's the best way. Just don't be afraid to fail. Fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's a good lesson.
Like if you fail, you fail. You're going to learn something from it, so.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, I know Thomas is, like, wrestling now. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about wrestling because I was a former wrestler and stuff. And, like, you know, sometimes you want to wrestle above your weight class just to see.
Yeah.
See what you can and cannot do. You know, I wrestled above my weight class and I did fine. And then I wrestled above my weight, wrestled below my weight class and got my ass handed to me. So, I mean, it's, you learn both ways.
And what's the third thing?
Get in trouble. Like, I wish I got in trouble more. Like just not like the police call my parents, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like, go do the fun stuff, everyone's like, get in, become, not be a nuisance, but just like, you know, go TP that house. Like, go fork their yard kind of thing. I never did any of that.
Do traditional kid
things,
hijinks.
But like, they're not doing that now. Like,
do hood rat things.
Like we did, like we cruised on Friday and Saturdays up down Military. Like, I don't know if they do that anymore. Like, do shit like that. Like,
yeah, I don't think kids do that anymore.
Like we would have burnouts in the Big Lot parking lot.
I don't think kids do that now.
I mean, do that kind of stuff. Small town Benton, you know?
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to do?
This is, yeah, since we don't have kids, it would mostly be just, you know, what we would try to teach our nieces and nephews.
And I feel like that alone, we can be a little bit more adventurous on.
That is true. But I've always thought, you know, because there was a moment where I was preparing to be a mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would think about the lessons that both of my parents taught me, because I still just really admire my parents for being as progressive as they are, for being immigrants.
Yeah.
And born during that, the baby boomers, they're during that time, a really conservative country for the most part, and conservative religion, being really progressive and forward thinking. So, one of the biggest lessons that I still keep, it's from my mother. She says, always keep a little part of yourself secret or to yourself.
Yeah.
No matter how long you've been married or how many children you have, you always keep something for yourself.
Oh, so there's something I don't know about you then.
Huh? No, it's just like, you know, you have your private time, or your, you know, you don't share everything with everybody. Okay.
Yeah, because we have our alone time together. Yeah,
keep a little piece of yourself for yourself.
Yeah.
Question authority.
Yeah.
So just because you do things, or that you're told to do things, you don't have to follow it if it doesn't feel right in your gut. Basically, the third thing is trust your instinct, trust your gut. So if something doesn't feel right, question.
Yeah.
Ask questions and fight. Basically, fight for yourself.
Yeah.
Advocate for yourself.
Yep. I agree with that.
Yeah.
What is the weirdest thing you have seen in someone else's house?
Oh, God. So the thing is, the weirdest thing is that is the house that I lived in with my parents.
What is it?
God, this is so telling. I'm sorry, Dad. So when my dad lost his job, he was at home, and he's a crafter. This is where I get from him. He's a builder, and he makes things. And none of it was professional by any means, right? So he made this table.
Wait, I think I know what this is.
He made this table. Okay, my dad, thinks about my dad. He loves to make things, and he loves, like, King Arthur medieval stuff, like dragons. He loves all of that. Yeah. He's a big kid at heart. So he also dabbled in carving during that time. So he carved what was starting to look like a dragon's head that he attached to this table. And it wasn't a functional table at all. It was basically his workshop table that happened to sit in our fucking living room.
Was he making like a ship or something?
Certainly looked like it. And of course he had those like those fake jewels that he put on there. We called it, I don't know why we called it this, but we called it the Jesus table. Like Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the weirdest thing, and it happened to be in my house.
I remember Will talking about that
table. The Jesus table. We fucking hated that thing. It was so ugly. But it's my dad.
So like all your friends that come over be like, wow.
Oh, it got to the point where we avoided bringing people over. Like, we'll go over to your house.
No friends are coming over.
Yeah, because it was in the living room.
Yeah.
Shit.
So I was an adult, working on a house. And we'll go over there. Ooh, get it, boy. Get it. Stupid.
I love you so much.
hopefully that came over the mic.
I don't know, but it was some guy speeding.
Yeah.
On Highway 5.
Yeah. Went to do some work on a house, and like, this was, I don't know if it was a sex room, but it was like a play den of some sort.
Okay.
But there was mirrors on the ceiling.
And that's like a sex room.
And there was like a questionable hanging device.
That's like a sex room.
I'm like, wow, this is, I'm not touching anything.
It all points to sex room.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So mirrors on a ceiling in a house was probably like, I pretty much know what that room was for. Like, yeah. If I had a black light, like we talk about, like, oh, we should use a black light.
We should not black light our house at all.
Just to see. But no. Like, that was definitely like, oh my God. Look like fucking Jackson Pollock painting in here.
Let's see. Which would be the smartest animal if they could talk? Like, what animal looks smart? Like, they would be smart.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give my next question, and we'll answer both at the same time, because mine is, if animals could talk, what would be the rudest?
Okay. And anyway, did I jump the gun? Did I ask two questions?
No.
Back. Okay.
So, you know, but it's funny, we kind of have around the same. So the smartest, I feel like, I mean, they say owls are wise.
Yeah.
So owls, but honestly, it would have to be elephants. Elephants or dolphins?
I would have said dolphin.
Yeah, so I'll go elephant. I think elephants are probably the smartest. Because elephants are known to show empathy and emotion, yeah. But also hold grudges. Like, there was an elephant, like, last year that...
Yeah.
Like, one of the elephants in the tribe was killed, and, like, the elephants, like, tracked down the guy.
They
and,
did.
And, like, stomped him to death.
I believe it.
Or octopi.
No, I think elephant's better than an octopi.
Ooh, I don't know.
And also, what if like owls?
Owls might be just dumb as shit.
Yeah, or just one of those. Like, for some reason, I think it's a dude. It's a male,
yeah.
And it's a dude that thinks he knows everything. But it's just mansplaining everything.
So owls are like Dwight Schrutes.
Yeah. And what would be the rudest?
Ruder? Oh, it's cat. It's got to be cat.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got to be cat.
Absolutely. Cats are dicks.
But I feel like...
Most cats are dicks.
Most cats. But I also feel like... It's weird. You'll have to go on a journey with me to get to my answer. But I feel like turkeys as well. Because I just feel like they'd be snarky to be like, oh, we get 1 month where we're popular. Fuck you kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. If we're going as a...
They are mean.
Like, same thing with like geese. Like fucking cobra chickens, man. They're fucking horrible.
They're mean.
But I would go cat by far would be the rudest,
because they would be rude and stuck up.
Oh, and they know they're better than all the other animals.
Yeah. Okay, so is it technically my question?
Technically yours, yeah.
Why don't you ask another question?
Oh man, see, I only have eight. Let's see. All right, what used to be considered trashy but is now considered very classy?
Oh gosh, that's a whole conversation about what was considered poor versus
rich,
you know,
yeah.
Now, like bouillabaisse, for example,
yeah.
Was a peasant food.
Yeah. Like having multiple cars in your driveway or yard.
That is one of
trashy.
Them.
Trashy. Now it's like, oh, you have a lot of fucking cars.
Yeah.
The same thing with like Christmas lights on your house year round, trashy. But now they have like decorative lights to go underneath the soffit.
Yeah, the LED lights.
Because we have looked at those.
I know,
and it's like that. Anything that is trashy if you're considered poor, but then like it's fancy when you're considered rich.
Yeah.
Like any of those options.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, fuck, what else is there?
See, I grew up poor, so for me it's like anything that I experienced would be. But I can't articulate. But I think the cars in the front yard. But I go, it also depends on what types of cars you have.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Music. There you go. Shift gears. Come on.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have 20 hobbies or a single passion?
Oh my God. I feel like I have both as it is. So do I want to dabble in 20 things or be super hardcore into one? I think I'd rather have dabble in 20 things.
Same. I've always struggled with that, you know, the saying, jack of all trades.
Master of none.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you have to be a master of at least one.
Yeah.
But I feel like I do that now. Like, I dabble in a lot of shit. There's a few things that I know I'm good at. So I'm fine with. I don't have 20 hobbies. I've got a lot. I probably got maybe 5 or 6.
I think it makes you more well-rounded.
Yeah. Yeah, see a little. Look, now, okay, so of the all the hobbies that we have, if you had to choose one of them, what would you stick with?
See, within the arts, I have so many hobbies. So does it have to be one of those?
Yeah. Like, we'll put like, I forget. Are you a knitter or are you a crocheter?
Crochet.
Okay, so you have like crochet as one. Your general, like, miniature building as one.
Yeah.
Your other crafting, like, doesn't fall in.
But I also have musical hobbies, too.
But then you're, like, your piano would be one. Piano?
Piano.
What would mine be? Because I already feel like since what I do with a living is a hobby that I just, so I'll forego woodworking. Because that's a career. I don't know. What do you think for me? I think I would go more hardcore into the audiophile stuff, probably.
Yeah.
Like, actually get a high-end turntable, get the box speakers, get the...
Is it bad that I don't want you to turn into that?
I know,
ever?
and that's the thing. Like, I don't want... Like, I was telling you...
Because I dated a guy like that.
So I went to Record Store Day last Saturday.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, like, 5 feet in front of me because we're standing in line trying to get in. And he looked like Penn or Teller. I forget which one's the guy.
The big guy?
Yeah, he looked like the big guy.
Yeah.
And he was just like... He just sounded so pompous and just like, fuck. Like, I hope I don't sound like that, which I know I don't when I talk to people.
Yeah.
But then there was parts of me, like, we were playing cards the other night and we're listening to Killer Mike's album just through Spotify. And I look at you, I was like, you know what? This album does sound better on vinyl. And
I'm like, but you know what? It's true.
It's true. But it's like, because
that Killer Mike album is so good.
It's so good. But I was like, man, it does sound better on vinyl. So if I had to choose one, I feel like that would probably be. One, we don't have the room to have like a huge Lego room or anything like that, or like a train thing in the basement or whatever.
I wish.
Yeah, I grew up.
I wish that we had like Beetlejuice attic with the miniature the miniature town. House,
yeah. Because then it would be like both of us would be scratching that itch for something.
Could be have a train in there too.
I know.
Forget it.
So that my grandma's house. Everybody in the Midwest has a basement. That's just how it is. So my grandma's neighbor, he was an old retired guy, and his whole basement was a train village. And I would just go over there and just spend hours and hours just looking at the train, like doing that kind of stuff.
The best.
Yeah. I always wondered what happened to all his train stuff when he died. I'm assuming his kids probably got rid of it.
Aw.
Yeah.
Is it your question next?
Yeah. Yes. Which I think I'm out of. I got a few more in here. What mythical creature would improve the world most if it existed?
Dragons.
Would improve the world?
Mm-hmm.
You think that would improve our situation with the world?
I think it would get people in line.
Oh my God.
People would fear those motherfucking dragons.
Yeah, but the people who would have them are the people who probably don't need them.
Oh, that's true. Like, what mythical creature?
So I was,
would
I,
improve.
I think like a centaur, half horse, half human.
Oh
person.
God! Oh, bleh. Gross.
Like, you imagine like the races that could happen, like with that, not like people, but like actual racing. Like then you can
having a sport, have them perform a sport would improve.
But like,
the world.
But then you could have like a mixture of like thoroughbred racing along with like MMA because they'd be fighting like road rash kind of style.
But that's how you would see it improving the world.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
by giving us a new sport.
Hey, get to your other question. The first question we had. There we go.
Oh my god, that is going back to like the Roman Empire.
Yeah. I mean, remember
that's diabolical, dude.
But also, I think of help and like.
Let's bring back a creature so that we can watch him fight.
I mean, we still have. Okay. What about this? We flip it. We flip it on its tail. It was starting to rain. We flip it so we bring like minotaurs, and then like we do a reverse. We do like a reverse bullfighting.
They're still fighting.
But you know what I mean? Like, now the bull is the one, like, fighting the humans. Like, I would put my money on the fucking minotaur.
Whatever it is. It goes back to fighting.
Yeah. Is that the root of it? I'm still a guy.
Oh, gosh. Which of the seven dwarves resembles you the most? And I actually have to look them up.
Oh, let me see if I can. Okay, so you got Sleepy, Doc, Bashful, Happy.
Seven dwarves' names. Hold on one second.
I got four. I don't know the other three. Oh, there's a Dopey.
Yeah, there's Dopey, Bashful, Grumpy, Sneezy, Sleepy, Happy, Doc. What? That's not seven, is it? Started raining right now.
Yeah. I would probably, honestly, I'd say probably Doc or Grumpy. Maybe like a nice little mixture of those two.
Who would I be? I think I would be Sleepy.
Oh, there's Dopey as well. Did you say Dopey?
You said I would be Dopey?
No, I said there is Dopey. Dopey. No, you are 100% Sleepy.
Sleepy?
Like...
Dopey, Doc, Bashful, Sneezy, Happy, Grumpy, Sleepy.
Yeah. I'd be Doc.
I wouldn't be Bashful?
No.
Maybe sometimes I'm Bashful.
No, but you're Sleepy more than anything.
Sleepy.
Yeah.
We'll go with Sleepy.
And I'd be Doc or Grumpy.
Okay.
Like one of those. It is really raining. That's like nice. All right. So for our listening audience, this is now the ASMR ambiance.
Yeah, I can't hear you though.
Portion of the thing. Can you not?
I can't hear you because I don't have the headphones on today.
Well, you know what? You might have to put headphones on.
Well, anyway, let's fuck it. We're in too deep.
We're in too deep. All right. I have just one more left, so then we'll have to go with yours after this. What is the most normal thing about you?
What is the most normal thing about me?
Yeah.
I like routine.
Yeah.
I'm a creature of comfort and routine.
Yeah.
Anything that throws me off a routine, if I have to take another way to work, for example.
Oh.
Day is ruined. I am frazzled the rest of the day. And I'm not, it's not that dramatic, but it really just throws me off for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so yeah, if there's a detour, yeah, forget it.
So I don't know. I was thinking about this and I don't know if this is the right term, but normal as opposed to like statistically average, would that be the same kind of a thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a straight white guy. Like that seems
that's
to
the
be
most normal thing
that's
about
like
you.
The most normal thing about me. Like it's hard to put, like I feel like I'm a very abnormal kind of person.
I wouldn't call you abnormal. I'd call you really interesting. You're I like people that you have to kind of peel off layers.
I jokingly say on shows, like I'm an enigma kind of, but I feel like
you're an onion. I call you an onion.
Yeah, you can't put me in a box, but there's like,
there's many layers to you. You're very... I wouldn't have married you if you were just a simpleton.
Yeah. So the most...
Or if you didn't have any depth to you.
And I hate... I don't like using the term normal because saying, like, you're not straight white guy is not normal, but, like, that's why I'm saying statistically average.
The
most statistically average thing about me is I'm a white guy that's straight.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Everything. That's the most boring thing about me, I guess.
Okay. So now it's my question. What are your phobias?
Oh, 100%. I have a few. Which we looked it up the other day, which we were kind of confused on what it is, but which I don't know if we ever determine if it's the right terminology for it.
It didn't sound right.
Yeah. But like people who are claustrophobia have a fear of enclosed spaces, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have the exact opposite. I have the fear of open spaces.
Yeah.
Open fields, open bodies of water.
If you were to Google it, is agoraphobia. And I can see parts of that. Like, even if you're in a big open space with a lot of people, that to me is overwhelming. I'm not afraid of it, but it's overwhelming.
See, like that would be fine. If we're like, say we're at a festival.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people there, totally fine.
Yeah.
Like when we go to like the air shows and stuff.
Well, but there's no one there and you're the only person.
Fucking.
That's terrifying.
As somebody who grew up in the Midwest, in the Great Plains, where there's not a tree, a hill, anything to see. And you just have miles and miles of wheat.
Yeah.
And you're just like, that's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that feeling. Same thing with like, we have a lake house. Lake of the Ozarks. If I fall off the jet ski or boat or whatever, and I'm just in the middle of the ocean or middle lake, like I am petrified.
Yeah.
Like that.
That is terrifying.
And then live fish.
Live fish?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Have you not heard that one from me?
No, I have not heard that one.
So it stems from my time in the lake and in San Francisco. I went and visited my aunt and uncle in the lake swimming. And I opened my eyes and there was a sunfish right in front of me.
Oh.
Freaked me out.
Yeah.
And then in San Francisco, some sort of, like we're in the bay or whatever, doing whatever. And a small fish got in my swimming trunks and the dorsal fin cut me up.
Oh, no.
So live fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
So people think dogs because I don't like dogs. No, I don't really have a phobia of dogs. I just don't like dogs. It's not so much a phobia.
Oh, God. Like that would have been a red flag for me in my 20s, dude.
With dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But I fell in love with you, so.
We all have our faults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple of phobias. The heights.
Mm-hmm.
And also the... It's not... I was talking to Kaylee about this. It's not vertigo. But if there's a really tall tree or a lamp post.
Oh, like standing up and looking up at it?
Yeah. So I remember when I was younger, there was this... lamppost near my mom's work, and I used to try to challenge myself to look up at the very top.
Yeah.
But in order for me to do that, I would have to touch it. Mm-hmm. Like I'd have to put my hand on it and then look up.
That's like a weird...
Otherwise, I feel like I'm like being lifted.
Yeah.
So that is, I don't know what that is.
And like even with like heights, like I wouldn't say I have a fear of heights. I have a fear. If I'm on a 6-foot ladder, I don't like it because I don't like places where I know if I fall, I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
As opposed, if I know if I fall off a 10-story building, I'm not going to fucking feel anything.
You're going to die.
I'm going to die instantly. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter. But like, if I fall off the roof of the house, like putting up Christmas lights, like I'll probably break my leg or break an arm.
Yeah, that would just be the fear of getting hurt.
Yeah.
But if I were on a cliff, I think I would be more afraid of the actual journey it would take to actually fall.
So like you've never done
versus
like,
the actual fear of dying.
So you've never done like cliff jumping into like a lake or anything like that.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So you would okay.
Absolutely not, because I also have this fear of when in swimming pools having a shark in the swimming pool. I don't know where that came from. I'm sure I saw it in a movie when I was younger.
I always remember like in the pools, like, I don't know if it's real or fake, but like I was told one time, like, don't get near like the drain thing because if you get near it, it will suck your asshole inside out kind of thing.
Prolapse?
Yeah. So like prolapse. Yeah. So like never did that. Or like same thing with like vacuuming or whatever. Like don't accidentally run over the vacuum cord because you'll die instantly kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like like we're told some bullshit when we're kids that
don't turn on the light in the car because then you'll get arrested or you'll get pulled over or something. But anyway, another phobia is rats.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. And that is where we lived, our neighbor, when he moved, he was our older neighbor. And when he moved out, all of the mice moved to our house right next door. Because we didn't have a mouse problem until he moved. And I remember having to figure out a way to sleep so that they wouldn't like get into my bed or whatever it was. But yeah.
Like touch you and stuff like that. Like,
God, forget it.
Yeah, that would be traumatizing.
I remember you used to joke about getting a pet rat.
Yeah.
I was serious about leaving you immediately if you did.
Yeah, because that's the one thing I've always wanted a fancy brown rat that would just chill on my shoulder.
Disgustos. Disgustos.
It comes around.
Full circle.
Yeah, full circle. I think I'm out of questions. Let me see. So you might have to start doubling up on me. Good thing you got 30 of them. Yeah, I'm out.
What are things you wish you could easily forget?
So this happened to me Friday, and I was talking to Mark and Chris, my coworker, and we were just talking about, you know, stuff and shit like that. And I told him, like, man, last night I just had a thought while I was walking. So I was, like, closing up the shop or whatever, and I just had this thought and memory of something I did super cringy in high school, and I just got that ick factor. And I tell him about it. I was like, man, like, I don't know why it made me think about that. But I even said, like, fucking nobody is going to remember that I did that. But then I'm like, well, I remembered. So if I remembered, somebody else would have to
remember.
Someone
absolutely does remember.
So those memories there can fuck right off.
Yeah.
Like, any of those cringy, like, just, ugh. Like, we've all been there.
Absolutely. I still have those moments too. And then also just in general, you know how I can go to some really dark places in my brain.
Yeah.
And I have several moments in my life that I regret, like things that I've said to like my father and things like that, my mother, my siblings, all of those things where I can't forgive myself for.
Yeah.
I just wish that I could.
Oh yeah.
But I know I'll carry it with me forever, unfortunately. Let's see. What is the most useless talent you possess?
Oh my God. Man, what is a talent that I have? I don't know. So
make sure it's useless.
I don't think I can do it anymore, but I used to be able to like pop my tongue really loud. But I feel like I've lost that capability of doing that now. But I used to do it like super, super loud.
Yeah.
But I can't like I can't do it loud anymore. Well, I used to fucking like.
Well, then it's no longer a talent.
I know. What's a talent?
And it useless talent.
Useless. I don't. I don't know. Like.
I have a useless talent.
What? Maybe that'll jog something in my memory.
For me, it's like useless trivia about the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like their birthdays.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. You might have to answer this for me. What do you think I have? You have this look in your eye, like you're.
I can't. Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is where you're just like, okay, that is a talent. Maybe to be no, actually.
But say what.
Your countdowns, your ability to remember dates and things like that.
Yeah, I can count.
Actually, not even just the countdowns, but just your ability to recall.
I have a thing with numbers.
And things like, I can't do that. I can't do that.
It's probably a little bit of tism in there.
Like, just when you know what? You know what?
I know.
Our generation is finding out.
Yeah.
We all got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a little bit.
I can. And I do it weirdly. Like, I do, yeah. Okay, I see that.
Yeah.
Like, I know when you're leaving. I know when things are coming back. I know, and, like, just, yeah, I can do math very weirdly in my head.
Yeah. Okay. There's other questions that I can ask, but at this point, it's...
Well, let's talk about the cigar real quick, and then we can maybe do a few more.
Well, it's almost done.
I know. That's why I said let's talk about it real quick. Peek behind the curtain. Your useless town. Outing me out on things that I don't want to be outed on.
Well, as you can tell, I love this cigar. Huh? I didn't hear that. See, I can't hear you.
Oh. So that's going to be for the people.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I gargled and gagged into the mic.
Because I was doing that earlier.
No, yeah, because it's fucking James Hetfield. That's what I'm doing.
For those of you that don't know, it's pretending to suck somebody's dick.
Just not somebody's. Fucking James Hetfield.
James Hetfield.
The zaddy himself.
Not even the body.
That's why he picked me, because I look like him. Yeah. Yes, honey. Yes.
Yeah,
I love this cigar. It's great. I will say, I didn't. You've had the Connecticut one, right? The lighter one?
I don't think I have.
So I wasn't a huge fan of that one. This definitely works better as the Maduro, I feel. But yeah. This one is, you know, of course, like I love like the League of Number 9 Bellicoso. And, you know.
That's one of my favorites as well.
The Velvet Rat, the Ratzilla, yeah. Stuff like that. But for the basic standard, like everyday release Drew Estate, like this is top two for me, probably. Yeah. Like the Liga, I mean the Underground 10th anniversary Corona, mm-hmm. And then this.
Do you tell people in your little blurbs for the podcast what you're smoking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Unless we do a like last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever we do like the box, we just say we're smoking something out of the
okay.
box. Yeah. But if it's like this, I'll be like, Aaron Amo sits and talks about bullshit while they're smoking the M81 Blackened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, one thing I needed to, we need to get the, so there's a whiskey that pairs with this that they made as well. The Blackened whiskey.
Whiskey.
I know.
That was my jam for the longest time, and that's what you drink to get the cry out.
That's what you drink to forget.
Yeah.
I did get that, I did find out that I have a really new favorite vodka that I like. That
Belvedere?
That Belvedere was nice.
You got expensive tastes.
Yeah. You're
expensive. I haven't said that in a long time.
I know.
My husband's expensive.
He is. And
that's why I got to work so hard. That's bring home lunch meat.
That's a special talent I have.
Yeah.
Picking all the expensive shit.
Yeah. Well, apparently I have that special talent for cigars, too. For the most part, the cigars that I've really liked have been the expensive ones or the limited edition ones.
I would, but here's the thing. I feel I will take some of that blame because I'm the one that probably first put it in your hand as well.
Yeah.
Because, A, I'm not going to give anybody a shit cigar if I don't like it itself.
Yeah.
But especially, I'm not going to give the person I sleep with a bad cigar as well. So like you're going to get some of the best stuff just because I want you to enjoy it as
that's
much.
That's the perk.
Yeah. That's a perk of, you know, being in a relationship with a tobacconist. Like,
yeah.
Like you're not going to get dog turds.
And also
cigars.
The perk of being married to someone that is a craftsman is your eye for quality.
Yeah.
And your insistence on quality.
Yeah. Now, I mean, there's definitely some cigars where we don't agree on
yeah.
Like, oh, let's see, the Plasencia Fuego. You yeah. really like that one? I hate that one. Like, there's a few things where we definitely.
Like, you think it's too floral?
I think it's too floral.
Yeah.
And
I haven't smoked that one in a while.
Yeah.
So, so I don't know if I'd still like it.
And also, like, palates change and taste changes and stuff.
I'm also, again, a creature of habit where yeah. if I do like something, I tend to smoke those for a while.
Yeah. Like you, like every Thursday or whatever, whenever you, when you restock up, I can always tell you it's going to be a Fiver of the Bull and Bear. Mm-hmm. It's going to be
Crux.
It's going to be some sort of like the My Father.
Mm-hmm.
But what's funny for me, which I find not funny, I guess I find.
Are you surprised that I like that one?
What I find intriguing and like it's interesting is the My Father you choose mm-hmm. is probably the least favorite one.
You want to know why I really get that one?
Because it's the most on there? Why?
No, because it's just such an easy...
The size?
Like, the size, and yeah. It's just an easy... It's actually relatively cheap.
Yeah. I think it's a great cigar.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't... Like, I know I did not put that in your hand. Like, I would have put the Le Bijou in your hand first.
Yeah.
Or I would have done...
It's just, it's an easy smoke for me. It's kind of like a, honestly, in my humidor, those are the ones that I go to last if I run out of my other ones.
No, we are creatures of comfort kind of thing. But like, it's kind of like, I know, like next weekend, do we have anything next weekend? I forget. But I know like, if we don't, I know Friday night. We're going to get some sort of takeout or something. Or we might get back onto cooking a fancy meal or whatever. But I know, like, there's going to be cigars. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be smokes. There's going to be vinyl.
Yeah.
Like, in that order. And then there's going to be maybe backgammon or something. Like,
isn't that sweet? Those are our Friday nights.
Like, that's what we do Friday and Saturday nights. Like,
we play backgammon with each other. And it's fun. But we have a twist now. We use the 20-sided die.
No, D12.
Oh, the D12. Yes, that's right.
We have we played normal, but then like we adjusted it a little bit just to see how it would go, and we're like, man, this is really fun. So, what you need to do? So, since Dad's a big backgammon player, next time we do family dinner, you need to play, but like play.
Your dad, man.
House rules.
Your dad's rules. I remember playing with your dad the first time.
He was getting fleeced in the Denny's. Diner, I guess, for years. We used to go every like Saturday.
Yeah,
like,
to play with his buddy that taught him how to play backgammon.
Yeah.
And I realized that your buddy was probably just taking advantage of you the whole time. Like giving you the disadvantage all the time.
Because what was it that you're like, whoa, what the hell are you doing? Like,
Number one, it was picking and choosing how you're going to end the game. So you're supposed to go around the board.
Yeah.
But he said, okay, so are we going around the board or we're just going straight? And I'm like, what the hell? Just going one side? Like, what kind of backgammon is that?
So you're both going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what kind of backgammon is that?
And the other one was the other one when you're in jail?
No, there's another one where there's a double roll or something like that.
Yeah, when you got double numbers, you'd go again.
Yeah, and maybe that might be some secret thing, or maybe that's in the rules, and I don't know, but I just think that that's just unfair. That's just completely unfair.
You got double sixes and you can go again.
But anyway, so yeah, those are our Friday nights.
Yep.
And I definitely want to get back to our cooking, our epic meals.
Yeah.
Learning a new cuisine every time.
Yeah, because we're 2 for 2 or 3 for 3. I forget.
Every single one that we've made. It's three for three.
3 for 3. Yep.
It's been delicious.
Oh my God, so good. What was being your favorite?
Probably the chimichurri. The steak and chimichurri.
Yeah.
With the potato pave.
Potato pave.
Yeah.
I would say either that or... The Colorado.
The first one?
The first one.
Yeah, because that was an accomplishment. Because I'd never got it right until we used
chili sauce.
That recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the pozole was fucking bomb.
I know. You liked that a little bit more than I did.
I definitely knew I liked it more than you.
Yeah. I prefer green pozole than red.
I like red pozole, so.
It was still good.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we need to do that again on the next one coming up. So.
Okay.
When are you coming back?
From
because when is this? No, I was my timetable is messed up, so
I was just pumping you up about your knack for dates.
So here's the thing, we're a week late recording, so this comes out in real time actually tomorrow. So this is like, what is it, Sunday the 28th? This is for Sunday the 29th episode, so because. The next episode we're going to do is I'll probably do with Steve maybe later tonight or tomorrow is our 5-year anniversary.
Oh.
So it was just like
the 5-year anniversary of the podcast.
Of the podcast, yeah. So I was trying to, like, with me not recording at the shop as much anymore, it's like the routine is off.
Yeah.
So you're leaving next week, next Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Okay.
That was my mistake.
It took you a while to get there.
Just forgetting on when, like, oh shit, like, because part of me kind of freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, are you supposed to be like in the airport right now? But mm-mm. No, it's a week from now. So, do you have any, you want to answer? Like, we got like, we can probably do one or two more questions.
For real?
For reals.
Okay, wait.
We've only been going a little over an hour.
What is your main reason for getting out of bed every day?
Money.
Money?
Yeah, I have to. If not, I mean, I could bed rot all day long.
That's not true.
But that's...
You say it.
Yeah, I know. I do say it.
You say it, but that's not true.
You know what? I got out of bed today at like 10:30. That's the latest I've ever got out of bed in.
I know, but that's not bed rot. Because I could have stayed in bed longer than that.
Boredom. There. I get out of bed because of boredom.
Yeah.
Like, and I like work, which is weird.
You know what the main reason is for me?
Is your husband's expensive?
No.
What?
My main reason is you.
Oh.
Is that sweet? Honestly, I tell you, like, without you, what the hell am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I struggle with that all the time. And I know it sounds cliche, but you are the reason why I get out of bed every day.
So, I am going to start getting out of bed earlier because I'm going to do my experiment starting again tomorrow.
What is that?
The bagel, God damn it.
The bagel?
The bagel and...
How did that slip out? Because it's one of our favorite shows is Community. And one of the things is that...
She says bagel instead of bagel.
She says bagel, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing with like the way we say words wrong, knowing what they
are. Like for us, it's bagel.
Yeah, for us, it's bagel. So I just outed myself to everybody. No, I'm going to start doing the bagel and coffee in the morning again to see how long it takes for them to. So here's the thing. I have always wanted to be the type of person.
I don't know why.
That can go into a place that orders. Because when I go to a restaurant or go to wherever, I always get the same thing. Like once I find something I really like, I do not deviate from that. So there's a coffee shop near us. Actually, not near us. I have to drive out of the way to go to this place, but it is really good. But they have a really good iced mocha, which is that it's the only coffee I drink. And then they have an everything bagel, bacon, egg, and cheese with chive sour cream.
It's delicious.
Chive cream cheese.
It is absolutely delicious.
It is amazing, other than the fact that it dislocated my jaw 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's another story. Your boy's got to start wearing a retainer.
I know. Because you have a small mouth.
I'm a huge guy, but I got a tiny fucking mouth. Dislocated my jaw. Anyways, I've always wanted to be the guy where they can see me walking up and they start making the order. So 3 times last week or the week prior, I forget. So for 3 straight days, I did the same order every morning right when they open up at 6. I'd walk in at 6:05.
Yeah.
So I want to see how long it takes me.
For them to just start making your order.
For them to see me. And, like, they don't start making it, but they say, do you want your usual? Like, that, I'll count that as the same. If they say, do you want your usual? Boom. It's done.
I don't know why that's important to you.
I
understand why. Because there are stores on my block. We had one... but it was basically a bodega attached to our apartment complex. And then we had the organic market down the street.
Yeah.
And there were things that I would normally get at both places. And it would be, it's nice when you're familiar, right? When you're a familiar face.
Yeah.
But I also know that for me, I like to order something different. Not all the time, but.
You. Let's
what
talk,
about me?
Let's talk about you.
For no, a don't second. Talk about me.
Let's talk about you for a second.
Don't talk
about me. Your special gift when it comes to restaurants. The restaurant can be known for world-class seafood. World-class seafood. It's known, it has the best lobster. It has the best shrimp.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? This ham sandwich on here looks really, really good. And I have to be like, don't get the ham sandwich.
like I'll get the meatloaf.
Don't get the meatloaf. Don't get the hamburger.
Like, see, you want to know what my thought process is? Let me tell you what my thought process is, because I do agree that that restaurant, for example, this hypothetical restaurant, is known for really great seafood. Mm-hmm. So I want to try something mm-hmm. that they're not known for mm-hmm. just to see if it's just as good.
Mm-hmm. And the way I see it is like, oh, you're going to order the thing that has been in the freezer for the longest amount of time because they don't sell it.
I am willing to risk it all.
That is, you do that all the time, and it's just like...
When's the last time I did that?
I'm just saying.
When's the last time?
I'm just saying. I love you dearly, but man, you have a knack, and then it's never good.
And then That's not true.
It's more times than not, it's not as you're disappointed. I'm like, man, I'm really loving this pasta at this world famous pasta place. Like, I'm sorry, you're not enjoying your pan fried pork chop, like. Like, yeah, sucks.
Well, then I know, because I'll always be curious about it. That's the thing, is I'll always be curious about it. If I never try it, I'll always be curious.
Curiosity killed the rudest animal ever.
It will, yeah, you know.
but you agree, that's what you
what
do.
What is life then? What is living then?
For somebody who's not adventurous, my God, you're adventurous at new places that like...
That's the only way that I'll be adventurous.
I know.
Is with food.
Yeah. Like, oh, this dessert place, it is named the Cheesecake Haberdashery, whatever. You know what sounds good? The Bananas Florentine.
Like, Florentine? What the fuck, like, is this savory?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any fucking sense, but that's what you're going to do.
Because I'm curious about
I know. It makes no goddamn sense, but you do it.
But it makes perfect sense to me. I would be losing sleep. Every single time.
Here's what we should start doing then. Get something that they're known for. Get that on the side, just as a little amuse-bouche.
But I can't order two meals.
Bull fucking shit.
Because I have ordered two meals.
Bullshit. The very first time, y'all, when we order food, they would think we're ordering food for a fucking army.
Yeah, there's like six people.
Like, we got Chinese food Thursday night at our favorite little little kid ordering food, trash American Chinese food place.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. And they gave, like, how many fortune cookies? Like, six? Like,
no, they gave four and like, then four spoons.
Four silverware four things. Forks. And it's like, you come in with two bags and each one is like 30 pounds. It's like, what did you do? You're like, I just want to try this.
I wanted to try it.
But I'll give you this. More times than not, you're right.
Yeah.
Like that garlic chicken or whatever was...
Delicious.
Was amazing.
Yeah. And it had a lot of veggies in there.
It did. So. It did. It was a lot better. It was a lot better for you than like what I got.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's what you do. But that's what we do. Like we're able to have disposable income. Like...
That's what I was saying yesterday. We're, you know, what a blessing it is to not even think about that.
We didn't grow up like with that. We didn't grow up that way.
Yeah, exactly.
But now we know it's just going to be you and I. We splurge on stuff. And food is always going to be that thing where, like, I will buy
spare no expense.
Yeah, I'll buy a fancier bottle of wine, a fancier cheese, just to enjoy it.
Yeah, you'll buy your fancy vodka and stuff like that.
But, like, food is, like, it is an adventure for us because, like, we're foodie people.
It totally is because of how we grew up. Like, I remember my sister and I having to budget. We had $60 for 2 weeks that we had to buy groceries for the whole family of seven.
Yeah. Be a lot easier then than it is now, but.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to do it.
I grew up, like. It was always leftovers. Like, we hardly ever eat leftovers now.
And, yeah, we definitely
today,
skip over.
Today for lunch was the first time we actually, like, we... Today was like a...
I felt really proud of
a
ourselves.
A garbage meal. Like, what do we have in the fridge that we can get the fuck out of the fridge? Like, a sandwich, a taco, and chicken. Like, let's just get rid of it.
Yeah.
So. But it is...
We did good.
Yeah. But you and ordering food is... That is the enigma of our relationship.
Yeah.
You're always going to order the one thing. Like, don't get that. Don't get the fish at a burger place. Like, that's old fish. Like, that's going to kill you.
No, it won't. We'll find out.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is there anything else?
I can go on with questions, but we're not going to do that.
No, I think we're good. So, the cigar has been lovely. It's been nice out here in our little oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, one thing, yesterday, man, like, growing up, I always liked going to the nursery with mom and dad, like, looking at plants and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, seeing they had this one exhibit of, like, a koi pond and waterfall thing.
Oh, I would love to have that here.
Man, like, as nice as our patio and stuff is, our backyard sucks. Because it's just one big ass hill with a retaining wall. Like, we don't, I think, well, that,
it looks nice. It looks just nice, can't use it.
But it's not usable. Like, yeah. I think that is why we're able to get this house, is because the yard fucking sucks. And, like, we don't have kids, we don't have pets. So we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just an afterthought. But, like, man, I would love to have, like, a water feature. Because that's the thing that we used to do at our old apartment,
mm-hmm.
was listen to the water. Because our balcony is right above the waterfall.
At, and, like, Bowman.
There's just Bowman something Point. About moving water sound, having a cigar, having a drink,
yeah.
and whatever. Like, I would... Might have to look at a HELOC or something, too.
Yeah, I know. That's the next big expense, is to figure out what we're going to do with this.
Yeah. This is one of the things where, like, we don't plan on moving anywhere. I mean,
I don't want to.
No, the places where the only time I'd move out of state. I'd move back to KC, move somewhere bigger kind of thing. I'm not moving to Little Rock or whatever. Mainly because that fucking interest rate, we're locked in as, like, 2.5.
I know.
Like, we're locked.
Not going to find that again.
We're locked in for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So, make it a little oasis-y and whatever. Oh, we do have an HOA meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Ugh. Time to burn that shit from the inside.
That's what I've been telling you. You need to join.
Oh, yeah, let me go ahead and put that on the other list of things that I have time for.
I know, but...
I'm not a man of confrontation. I don't want to do that. Actually, you know what? It might be easy. What, you want to paint your house, you know, bright pink? I don't give a fuck. Like, paint your house, whatever. I don't have to look at it. I don't care.
I don't know about that. You would.
I don't care. Do whatever you want. As somebody who is covered in... like tattoos. Yeah, and shit
as long
like
as
that.
It looks nice and it's not like splotchy or anything, then.
Here's the thing.
Like, if my dad lived here, forget it. That'd be an ugly house. Who knows what he would do?
Here's the thing.
To the outside.
We don't see the outside's front. We don't.
There'd be a Jesus table on it.
Yeah. We're the first house on the right, so we see our house and nobody else's.
Yeah.
We can't see anybody from our backyard.
That's true.
I don't give a flying fuck what people do with their house.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, just don't have loud dogs.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want. Okay. So, next week, we'll be celebrating our 5-year anniversary of this show. Which, cannot believe we made it 5 years.
It's a big, big milestone.
Yeah. For just a...
Because I remember when it first started.
So I'm thinking what I might do is, because I do want Steve and Mark in, so I might have to wait a week. But so what I might do is I might release again the
very first episode,
the unaired original.
Oh my goodness!
Pilot that me and Steve did.
Okay.
So might do that.
Yeah, have you listened to it? You might want to do that first.
I mean, 5 years ago I did. So, that was back before we had this equipment. That was back when we used 2 different mic setups. And
yeah.
Like, I know we introduced ourselves with our age, and I think Steve was still in his 20s.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was 34. We weren't married yet. I knew that.
That's, yeah.
So.
Oh, you guys were babies.
Fucking babies. Okay, well, question from the internet, volume 3. It's been fun.
It's been fun.
We need to do it again.
Yeah.
Volume 4, next month.
Whenever you don't have a guest Whenever lined I up.
That is the good thing about having a spouse that is, like, fine with being open and having cigars. It's like, hey, I need you to record a show with me real quick because I have fucking procrastinated so much that I need to do something.
Yeah. So. It'll just be filler episodes.
Hey. people like the filler episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. Does well. All right. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Later.